All right, good evening, everyone. Just to continue a little bit in the halachos of the Seder, so in Simen Tuf Ayin Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Shoseh kosheni ve'in mevarech halav, lo bracha rishona ve'lo bracha achrona, shein mevarechin borei priagafen, ela ki'im al kosh shal kiddish, ve'al kosh sheberchas hamazon. So interestingly enough, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that Mechaber paskins, that when we get to the second cup, we do not make a Brei Priya Gefen on that second cup. Rather, again, according to the Mechaber, one only makes a Brei Priya Gefen on Brei Priya Gefen. Right? One makes a Brei Priya Gefen on the first cup as well as on the third cup. The first cup being Kiddush, the third cup being Birkas HaMazon, but one does not recite a Bracha Rishona, one does not recite a Bracha on cup number 2 and on cup number 4. Now the Mechaber's logic behind that is, he says, Va'af al-gav, the Mishnah Berurah comments, Darbo koso shetikni rabbanon, kol echa mitzvah b'chne atzma, mikol makom ki, well, actually, before we get to that, the Rama comes along and says, Hago, u'minog ben Ashkenazim, v'vayich bracha rishona al kol kos v'kos. So the Rama writes, the minog by the Ashkenazim is, we make a Brei Priya Gefen before we go ahead and drink each of the cups. So fundamental machlokes in the Mechaber and the Rama. According to the Mechaber, only Brei Priya Gefen on cups 1 and 3. 1 is Kiddush, 3 is Birkas HaMazon. According to Ashkenazim, Brei Priya Gefen on each and every kos. What's at the core of the machlokes? So remember again, everyone agrees that the four cups are four independent mitzvos. Each cup is independent. Now the proof to that is, if one only has enough wine, let's say for three cups, so we don't say, well, if you can't do four, there's no point in doing the mitzvah. Each kos is its own independent mitzvah. The Mechaber holds that even though they're each their own independent mitzvah, nevertheless, reading the Haggadah in between them does not constitute a hefsek, does not constitute an interruption. Because of that, the first Brei Priya Gefen that we recite by Kiddush is enough to cover the subsequent kosos. The Rama, however, feels that in order to properly demonstrate that each of the kosos, that each of the cups, is its own separate and independent mitzvah, one should go ahead and recite a bracha rishona on each of the four cups. So again, so Sfardim, those who would follow the Mechaber, would hold that one only makes a bracha rishona on cup 1 and cup 3, whereas Ashkenazim would make a bracha rishona, Brei Priya Gefen, on each of the four cups. Rabbi Chanan Yivin HaKash Omer, Ratzach Shvarach Lezakos, Yisrael Lefichach, Hirba Lohem Termitzvah Shnei Amar, Denech Fetzman Tzidko,